Special welcome. And I was this past week with, so please open your Bibles with me to Luke chapter 1 and verse 26. Luke 1 verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your precious word. And for all the gifts that you've given to us since the moment we were conceived in our mother's womb. And what the greatest gift that you ever gave us was the giving of your son, Jesus. We thank you so much. And we open our hearts now to walk in step with you and to receive your blessings. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of this message is "The Shadow of the Almighty." In verse 35, it says, "The angel answered and said to her, 'The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you.'" When God Almighty overshadows you, everything can change. It doesn't matter how difficult things are, how troublesome you might be, what kind of battles you might be facing. If the shadow of the Almighty is over you, you will have His favor. You will have His protection. You will be given direction from Him. And during this season, if there's anything in the world you need, it's the shadow of the Almighty over your life and over your children and over your grandchildren. Amen. This shadow, God's shadow, is not really a shadow, because God doesn't ever cast a shadow. Do you understand that a shadow is a blocking of light? Whenever the sun comes and somebody stands in the way and in some way blocks some of the sunlight, a dark shadow is cast. Or if you stand on one side of a light bulb, you block the light from that light bulb, and so a shadow is cast. But because God is the brightest light in the whole universe, He never casts a dark shadow. His shadow is different from any other shadow in the whole world or in the whole universe. It's a shadow of light. Amen. The Lord says that He is the light of the world. He came into the world, but the darkness comprehended Him not. But as many as received Him, the Bible says, to them He gave the power and the opportunity to become the sons of God. In Him there is no shadow of turning. There's not even a hint of anything that is dark in God. So when the Bible talks about the overshadowing of His presence, it's the shadowing of His brilliance. It's the covering of His life. It's the defense over your life. It's when He takes interest in you and puts His favor over you. There's only three places in the New Testament that talk about this overshadowing of God. One is right here when Gabriel, the archangel, comes to visit Mary. And he tells her that she's going to have a baby out of wedlock, having never known a man. And this baby is going to be the Son of God. His name will be Jesus, meaning deliverer or savior, because he will save his people from their sins. She says, "How can this be?" And he says, "The Holy One, the Most Holy One, will overshadow you." That's the one place where it begins, where we see this power of God's overshadowing in the New Testament. The second place is when Jesus is up on the Mount of Transfiguration. And we read about him there in Luke chapter 9 and verse 34. And it says in the New King James, although not in the NIV, it says that the Spirit of the Lord came, that God spoke over Jesus, that he was brought up onto the mountain with his two disciples. And there he was shining in brilliant glory. And Moses appeared and Elijah appeared. And then God spoke. It says that the Lord God came and the power of the Lord overshadowed them. And God spoke and he said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." It almost seems that wherever Jesus is, or wherever the Holy Spirit is doing a special work, that God is watching. God the Father, it's like he leans over the portals of heaven and he overshadows that situation. He takes a special interest in the whole world because he loves the whole world. But when his plan for his Son and the work of the Holy Spirit is operational, then the shadow of the Almighty moves into place. The third place where the shadow of the Almighty is mentioned actually is in Acts chapter 5, where the Bible says that people from all the surrounding area were bringing their sick people and laying them on the side of the road, that if by chance the shadow of Peter would come upon them and they would be healed. Here we see a picture of this overshadowing of God now moving through a person, moving through a minister of the gospel, that the power of God could overshadow. So this is such an anointing. I hope you can feel the presence of the Holy Spirit right now overshadowing and agreeing with the word of the Lord and your need for his care and his covering over your life. There is nothing that will answer all the problems that you will face this coming year except the shadow of the Almighty. David knew this very well, and five different times in the book of Psalms, David speaks about the shadow of the Almighty. And so I'm going to read them to you. In Psalm chapter 17 and verse 8, David says, "Keep me, O Lord, as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings." Now, God, as far as we know, doesn't have a shadow and he doesn't have wings. But many people believe that he has a garment, kind of like the prayer shawl. And when he stretches it out, there's a covering that comes over you. The picture of it is throughout the scriptures, like Ruth lying at the feet of Boaz, a widow, a beggar, a forsaken woman in a strange land. And she comes and lies at his feet, and he's a picture of the Lord God. And she says, "Cast your blanket over me, cover me, for I am a near kinsman." This covering of the Lord is what we need. So David cries out in this great prayer. He says, "Keep me, Lord, as the apple of your eye, in the place of favor with you, and hide me." Sometimes you need God to hide you. You do, because there's an enemy that comes to attack you, to kill you, to bring disease, to bring trouble, to bring accusation.
to bring even scandal. There are times when it seems that all of hell can be focused against you. And David says, "Oh Lord, hide me under the shadow of your wings." In Psalm 57 and verse 1, David says, "My soul trusts in you, and in the shadow of your wings I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed." You know, there are times in our Christian life when everything is going so great, we look at those people who are having troubles and saying, "What's that all about?" We look at those people who are singing, gospel dirges, "Woe is me," kind of songs. I don't like those songs. Where everything is about these problems that I've got in my life. When you're in a place where everything's going well, you can't imagine what those people are going through. But when it comes and knocks on your door, and you don't understand why everything has pulled out from underneath you, it can come like it's piled on. One thing after the other can come in a short space of time where your finances are broken, and even relationships are struggling, and health is attacked, and everything around you seems to be like you're under the attack of some demonic terrorist. And at that time, you need to learn to say what David said, "Oh Lord, hide me under the shadow of your wing until these calamities have passed." And they do. And then in Psalm 63 and verse 7, we read, "Because you have been my help, therefore in the shadow of your wings I will rejoice." In the NIV it says, "I will sing." When I'm under the protection of the Lord and the covering of the Lord, if you know this place, then regardless of the storm that's circling around you, there's still a rejoicing in your heart and an overcoming victory in your soul, because the Lord your God is covering you. There's nothing to compare with this in the whole world. I like what David says in Psalm 91. He says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust." How do you get the shadow of the Lord on your life? How do you get under the shadow? You can fight. You can have the power of positive thinking and it will not help you. You just get an ulcer. You can struggle all you want. You can try to change circumstances with logical thinking and sometimes it will not work. You can throw money at it if you have it and it will not solve the problem. You can move from one place to another and the problem will still be there. You need the shadow of the Almighty on your life. There are times it seems when you are all alone in your battle. If you have a lethal kind of sickness, even the people around you who will comfort you or pray for you, they seem not to be able to touch the deep place of your pain. They can't answer as nice as they are. They cannot heal you in their own strength. But the shadow of the Almighty, whoo, that's what you need. That's what you need in these days. And the Bible says, it tells you how to get the shadow of the Almighty over your life. It says, "He who dwells, he who lives in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." What is this secret place of the Most High? You see, this secret place is for everyone. So if it's for everyone, how can it be a secret? Because it's a personal secret between you and God. Even though this secret place is for you and 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 you, it's still just between you and God. You have to find this secret place. Jesus taught to his disciples in Matthew chapter 6. They came to him and they said, Rabbi, teach us how to pray. And then he gave them that great prayer, which we call the Lord's Prayer. When you pray, pray like this. And then he said, and when you pray, go into your closet. Go into your room, your secret place, and close the door. And your Father who sees you in secret, it says your Father who is in secret, will see you in the secret place, and he will reward you openly. See, you have to have this secret place. You've got to know how to draw back, draw aside when the world is coming down on your head, when everything seems to be failing or going in a wrong direction, and you do not understand it, and it seems that you cannot fix it. You have to go to your secret place. And you go into that secret place and you close the door. It's just you and God. If you don't find this place, you will not have the shadow of the Almighty over you. But you go to that place and you say, Lord, here I am. I don't understand all of this. It doesn't seem to line up. It seems to be too complicated. But I'm so thankful that you are my God. And I take refuge now under the shadow of your wings. And I come under your covering and your protection. And Lord, I give this matter to you. I can't fix it, but you can fix it. And Lord, your timing will be perfect. I give you praise and glory. I release this matter into your hands. I put it at your feet. It's too big for me. I cannot solve this problem. I give it to you, Lord. Show me what to do. Your servant is listening. Whatever you tell me to do, I will do it. And when you come into that place, that agreement, in the holy place, suddenly there's a work of the Holy Spirit of God taking place. And there's a Father in heaven that's looking over the portals of that place upon you. And the shadow of the Almighty will come. Mary, don't you know? The power of the Most High shall overshadow you. Therefore, it's going to be all right, Mary. It's going to be all right, Joseph. I know you're pregnant out of wedlock. You've been alienated from your family and your friends. I know you're just a tender young girl. And you don't know what to do. But it's going to be all right, Mary. I know you're going to travel 60 miles in this condition when you're just about ready to give birth. But it's going to be all right, Mary. I know there's no place for you with proper lodging. And you're going to have to sleep with the sheep. You're going to have to be in the shed. But Mary, it's going to be all right. And the king is going to try to kill your baby. It's going to be a massacre of children all around the region. But Mary, the shadow of the Almighty is over you. And trouble or disadvantage or frailty or poverty or lack or a murderous king cannot get in the way of my blessing and my purpose over your life. Mary, the shadow of the Almighty shall be on you. That's what you need. And what about your children? You might say, well, I know I have the shadow of the Almighty over my life. I have God's favor. I feel His presence. I feel He's leading me, giving me direction. He's covering me. He's protecting me. He's comforting me. He's teaching me. He's providing for me. But what about my children? What about my children's children? My grandchildren? What about them? It's such a messy world and they're being pulled in every direction. Oh God, can you put your shadow on my children? Let me suggest something to you. That if you know how to go to the secret place so that the shadow of the Almighty comes over you, in that place, in that place, at that moment, you can ask what you will, and it shall be given to you. Let me read a scripture about your children and your grandchildren. Come to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 1. This is really a word for Israel. About the Jewish people. But it's a word for you too. This is what it says. Before I was born, the Lord called me. From my birth, He has made mention of my name. In the shadow of His hand, He hid me. See, moms and dads, grandparents, many of you prayed for your children before they were born. You lifted them up to the high courts of heaven. You got into the holy place and said, Lord, these children, this child, I give them to you. Some of you got saved later in life, but you still go to that holy place. And when you do, you bring your children in there with you. You mention their name. From the moment that Joy and I realized she was going to have a baby, some 37 years ago, from the moment she said, Peter, I'm pregnant, we prayed. We said, oh God, we give this little Rachel to you. We give her to you. We ask for your blessings and your care. We dedicate this child to you. How many of you, please don't lift your hand, I don't want to embarrass those who didn't do it, but how many of you prayed for the children in your womb or in your wife's womb long before they were ever born? Lord, you made mention of their name before they were born. And now, because of that, you cover them under the shadow of your hand. This is the time. It's the season for you to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit, to take the goodness of the Lord, to draw aside into the secret place and to find the shadow of the Almighty. Nothing else will quite do this Christmas. Not all the gifts you can buy or the fancy wrappings that you can coat your gifts in. It will not suffice, not the turkey dinner, not the music, not the bells or the laughter or the coming together and even hugging one another and saying it's nice to be together as a family. You need something much more than that over your family and over your homes. You need the shadow
of the Almighty. David, who wrote all of these verses about hiding under the shadow of his wings, he was rejected by his daddy. When all of the others were brought in, he was left out looking after the sheep when Samuel came to anoint the sons. He was rejected by his dad. He was mocked by his brothers. He went down to the battlefield and they mocked him. He was betrayed by his own son, Absalom. And he was hunted down to be killed by the king. And he said, Lord, I will rejoice in the shadow of your wings. I will sing unto you in that place. So this is what you're looking for this Christmas time. You're looking for the shadow of the Almighty to come upon you. It's a secret. And you find it in the secret place. Have you ever heard about a secret where somebody came to you and said, I have a secret. Don't tell anybody. It's a secret. And then you go to somebody else and say, I have a secret to tell you. Don't tell anybody. It's a secret. And everybody in the place knows about the secret. But nobody knows that everybody else knows that there's a secret. Some secrets are like that because they're too good to keep secret. See, this is for every one of you. This is not just for the priest in his robes. Oh no. This is not just for the nuns, or those people who separated themselves in such a dutiful manner from everything around them. No, no. This is for you. If you want the shadow of the Almighty this Christmas, it's God's gift to you. Jesus came to this earth to bring you under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, his shadow's over me. Now just stick with me and his shadow will be over you. I want to pray for you now. I want to pray for a special move of the Holy Spirit to give you peace and wisdom and guidance and comfort, to change your home and your children and your grandchildren, for miracles to come, for the shadow of the Almighty to be over you. Will you stand? Let's receive from the Lord right now. The Bible says that he's not very far away from any one of us. Hallelujah. Hold your hands out just to receive from the Lord. Pray this prayer. We're going to dedicate ourselves to the Lord as we do every Sunday. Say, Heavenly Father, thank you for saving me. Today I dedicate myself to you. For your purpose in my life and for your favor and blessings to be upon me and my family. Lord, I want to see and to know the shadow of the Almighty over me and my family. We need your favor. We need your protection. We need your direction. We need your blessings. And today, I dedicate myself to come into the secret place of the Most High so that I might dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. I receive your blessing on me now, on my life, and on my family. I receive it in Jesus' name. Amen.